Hey everybody, welcome back to the Blade Runner Minute. You know what the show is all about. Why are you staring at my...
The waves seemed weird.
Yeah, they're way too high. This might be really loud, but I could always lower it.
Yeah, you can always just reduce the
game. I was just double checking that the mic thing was showing up.
Oh yeah, no, I got the right mic selected.
Okay.
So anyway, hi everybody, and welcome back to the Blade Runner Minute. I'm Pete.
I'm Sandra.
And I'm Chud.
Yes, and I might be sober now.
Oh, you might not
there's
be.
There's a chance that I got it back.
What?
The sobriety.
How would you get it back?
It comes back to you. It's like virginity.
No, that means you've gone over the thing, and now you're so drunk that you don't know that you're not
well,
drunk.
That can't be true, because I don't feel that way. Wow, I didn't even finish.
You didn't even say what it starts and
ends
with.
My notes.
Okay, well, it starts with Deck twisting and turning through the apartment, and it ends with Deck still running.
Yes, it does. I was just about to say that.
You did. I wrote it, read it off your page. I didn't even read it off my notes.
So Deck is running from Roy.
Yeah.
I said this in minute 98. I said that already?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Sure.
Roy is staying true to his word and giving Deckard some time. Before he comes after him. He's giving Pris one last goodbye.
He leans down.
He's leaning down. He's touching her face.
He caresses her lips with his fingers.
Down to her wound. He gently caresses her wound.
Mm-hmm. But before he does that, you see, you go through the things so fast.
Oh, my goodness.
He caresses her face and he caresses her lips. Yes. And he closes her mouth so her mouth's not lolling open anymore. So yes. She has a more human appearance. And then he goes 3, 4... And he stutters at 4.
And he's wiping her blood.
And he trails his hand down her body, and he rubs his fingers in the wound almost, like he caresses the wound.
He's picking.
And then he says, "Pris."
Mm-hmm. Pris.
And he has these trembling hand reaches, and he starts to rub the blood that he picked up from the wound around his own fingers,
yeah.
Like he's rubbing it into his fingertips,
like beard oil.
Yep.
Did you not pay notice to any of this?
I did. I noticed it all.
And you see this single tear run down his face.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes this bloody hand of hers and he rubs it down his lip. And he has a stain of his own blood on one ear and her blood on his lips. Yeah. And he then starts sobbing. Like.
Yeah. He's in agony.
He's there. It's terrible. It's the worst thing in the world.
They were lovers, right?
They're clearly lovers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were 100%. Lovers.
And the reason I think of this with her blood on his lips is there was an anime a while ago.
Give it to me. Hit me.
It was like 12, 13 years ago. It has to be even more because it was around the time that Alana passed. And there was an anime, a friend of mine.
Yes.
And I had a hard time watching this anime, so I don't remember the name of it. But in it, this guy's lover had passed away. And he was so distraught by it that when they cremated her, he wouldn't let them take the ashes away.
Okay.
And he decided that every day he would ingest a little of her ashes so that when it was done, he was going to commit suicide at the end because then they would be together. It was very sad. It was the most messed up thing. I couldn't watch all of it. That's why I don't know.
Yeah, what the hell is this?
But the idea of it was if he ingests her, then she is part of him forever.
Of course.
So then if he kills himself, then they will be together because she is part of him. I think at the end he didn't kill himself. Like it was cathartic for him to eat her ashes. And there's actually a word for that.
Yeah, ashes eating.
No.
Oh, a different word?
Endocannibalism.
Endocannibalism.
It's the endocannibalism.
So mostly we think of endocannibalism like the people in what movie was that? In the Interview for a Vampire series when they killed the vampire, the other vampires ate the heart and the brain and stuff like that. They ate the organs to take on that vampire's power in the rest of the books. I don't think it made it to the movies, baby, so don't look so confused. It was in one of the later books. They ate the heart. I think it was the one that was Queen of the something.
I don't know.
Queen of the
one with with that one. Queen when they kill her, the sisters ate parts of her body so that they could take over her powers. Otherwise, all the vampires would die.
Hmm.
So there are cultures out there who eat their dearly beloved... Departed dearly beloved, so that they could be part of them.
Well, there's actually a whole thing in Indian culture and in Buddhism where there's a whole sect of Buddhism that worships death, and will eat remains they find by a river of dead people of skulls. Well,
there's also a Buddhist sect that leaves parts of the body out, like they chop it into pieces and leave it out for vultures, you know, from whence you came, like to be back part of the cycle.
Okay.
But this endo-cannibalism idea of putting part of this person that you loved back into your own body.
Mm-hmm.
To make them part of you. So when I saw him put the blood near his mouth, it was like to taste her one last time, to make her part of me for the next part of what I do, because whether he kills me or I die, I'm dead. And I want to take part of her with me.
That's sad. Beautiful. It's
very sad.
But beautiful.
I don't remember the name of this anime.
Yeah.
I tried looking for it. No idea.
The guy who eats ashes.
Yeah, I tried this. I tried looking for it, and probably it was like some weird stuff. It was an anime.
Yeah.
Ash Muncher.
Well, no, sometimes they're like Ash Ketchum.
I don't remember if it was subtitled. I don't remember if it was dubbed.
Ash Masher.
No, and every time I tried to look up grieving Japanese anime or death Japanese anime, all I get is Death Note.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, that's not Death Note.
Oh, God.
This is one of those thoughtful anime where there's no action and there's no, like, bouncing girl with a really inappropriate schoolgirl outfit on. It wasn't that kind of anime.
Ash Master 5000.
Aren't there Blade Runner animes? Like, there are just...
Yes, there are.
Blade Runner animes?
Yes.
Not just, obviously...
well, the new books are coming
Blackout.
Out.
We're talking about, like, just... There's Blackout, but then there's also...
I don't know of any other Blade Runner animes. There's a comic coming out, though.
Yes.
Oh, wow. And an anime was announced from Crunchyroll.
Oh, I can mess with that. That sounds awesome.
And I'm looking forward to that. I'm really excited about that. I think I think I shared the news when it came
yes.
out.
Yes, you did.
In the group on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I actually watched part of the little mini trailer video thing they had for it. So you're welcome. I actually watched something. I just didn't have the volume up.
Oh, wow.
That's a fan, Chud. Absolutely. This woman right here is a
dedication.
Fan.
Dedication.
I don't really watch anything on my phone, people. Let's be clear. I don't watch anything. I don't listen to podcasts. I never turn the volume up on my phone. I don't even know what my own ringer sounds like.
And we have to talk about your taste in music lately. What's going on with you? You gave up on rock?
Pookie, I love you very much, but I have always leaned more towards pop because I like stuff I can sing to. I'm not enjoying any of this rock to sing to right now. I'll come back around because late 90s I wasn't into it and came back around in the millennial rock. And then I liked a lot of the emo music, which was weird because I was like, I feel like I'm 14 and I really shouldn't be listening to this, but
I
love it.
Did you like theater? Like, that's probably why you liked a lot of music that came out in, like, the 2000s, the emo scene.
Listener, right?
Yeah,
and I like Fall Out Boy and I don't care who knows
emo,
it.
It's emo is just
because you like
rock.
Panic at the Disco, so don't even lie.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I
you
don't.
Did. You loved that song when that
I
came
like the
out.
Killers.
You liked that first song that they had.
Who doesn't like the Killers?
No, at Panic at the Disco, and I hated it.
Yes.
Oh, that was them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're really good.
And we both liked My song. Chemical Romance.
But
you
it's
could
just,
eat shit.
My Chemical Romance was really good. They had like two really solid albums.
I mean, they're all right.
I don't know why people shit on them.
Shut
so
up.
Much.
I like
I don't
Black
get
Street.
It on them. I just don't like them.
I don't get it. They look like a bunch of Prisses.
Yes.
Full circle.
Yeah.
They got the aesthetic
like
Pris.
So yeah. Listen, I'm going to like what I like. Mostly I've been listening to old music, so you can't even get mad that I'm listening only to modern stuff.
Nothing but Marty Robbins. Been listening to Big Iron.
I like one Halsey song.
Which Halsey?
Four Sia songs.
What does Deckard listen to when he's home alone?
Deckard listens to smooth jazz.
No, he doesn't.
100% the love theme. Just
what
listens to the love theme.
Oh,
all the
love
time.
Theme? I say Deckard's a metal fan.
No, I don't think so.
Deckard's listening to System of a Down.
No, he listens to
Look
nothing.
Look at his
but
apartment.
Steely.
He listens to classical and smooth jazz.
I feel like he listens to Steely Dan, which is different than smooth jazz. No. I feel like he's a yacht rock guy.
He's not the kind of person who would sing along to music.
Boy, definitely listens
no,
to
No, he's
like
not
McDonald's.
Singing along to anything. He's instrumental all the way.
Yeah, but if that's what... That's Steely Dan is like, what? Like, you know, you get all these like crazy guitars, jazz.
Smooth
it's like jazz, but like for lame white guys.
No. Terrell's a Scooter fan. I know that for a fact. Terrell's like, Scooter! Back on the case.
We're going to talk about...
Get up your shirts and wait for further instructions.
Is Roy Batty really into Billy Idol?
Roy Batty is a B.I. fan.
Yeah. I read they had to bleach his hair with peroxide, right? Oh, wow. That's what they used to make it so white.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's painful.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't know.
Marilyn Monroe used to use peroxide and bleach, like, oof. Combination. There was someone else who used ammonia, bleach, and peroxide. I'm like, that's the stuff that kills you, bleach
and
ammonia.
Yeah, ammonia
and
bleach is,
yeah, they actually think she may have died from
that.
I forget the name
acid.
Of the actress.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my friend Max bleached the peroxide in his hair.
He bleached his hair.
He came running
he
over
used
my
the
house
powder bleach,
begging me to shave his head because his hair was falling out in clumps.
That's
oh
not
my
how
God.
It happened. What happened is he wanted to do his hair in multicolor, but he needed to bleach it first. So the first time he bleached it, I guess he didn't hold it in long enough, or he didn't make it a strong enough concentration to get it light enough. So not a couple of hours later, he decided to bleach it for the second time in one day. So his hair literally was breaking off.
How does he not know?
Right, because he's stupid, I guess. I don't know.
Fair. We didn't have the internet back then.
Yes, we had the internet because I had a computer in my house.
It was like 95 or
something. No, because I had a computer in my house.
I was hanging out at your house.
We were dating already. I had the internet. Everyone had AOL. You didn't have a computer because you came over here.
I don't want the government in my business.
Right, you came to my computer and used the government.
Says the guy who's releasing a podcast on the internet.
So he came over and we buzzed his head because of it. But he then had like a little, the fuzz, and he dyed it like a weird color and he looked like a light bulb.
Yeah.
Because it was like this green, he tried to do it greenish.
Yeah, he looked like a headless man always having a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So when we buzzed it short, he didn't look like a red baddie, it looked really bad. Oh, and after bleaching it, he then colored it, thinking that he can now take the color, but made his hair break because he did it all in one day. Oh, that's miserable.
That guy needed keratin treatments after that.
I don't think anyone did keratin treatments back then. I had never heard of keratin back then.
Talking about Roy's, we just like...
Max was a Limp Bizkit fan. And
Cold Chamber. I didn't need any I had no respect for this person already. What you say Limp Bizkit? Believe it or not, KC's a Limp Bizkit fan.
Really?
Yes, he's never gonna listen to this stuff.
A lot of people are Limp Bizkit fans. They were a popular band for a reason.
They're very good in soundtracks.
People had to like them.
Yeah, because white guys were angry. That was
they're
why
very
they were
good. No, they like to pretend
much
angry.
Like new metal, much like all of new metal. White guys were angry in the 2000s.
Limp Bizkit is very good in soundtracks.
I mean, if you don't like the soundtrack.
They had like one or two songs.
You're supposed to feel uncomfortable.
They had like one or two songs that were used for WWE pay-per-views back in the 2000s.
And they were in a ton of different movies. It
got the point across, you know. I felt
pumped
up. Didn't
they do a cover of George Michael's Faith and also Behind Blue Eyes by The Who?
No, for someone who doesn't like Limp Bizkit, he knows a lot about Limp Bizkit.
Well, he was two back then.
Yeah, just about.
They shaped his childhood.
Yep, 100%.
Fascinating. We're very old.
We were talking about Blade Runner, weren't we?
The music that we think the characters would listen to.
Oh, yeah.
we're done with the minute.
What about Pris?
What does
Pris is a new wave lead singer, and she's really into like...
She listens to a lot of The Cure.
The Cure.
The Cure.
100%. I wanted to say The Cure
first. Okay, you can edit it out and you can say it.
I'm calling it. No, she listens to The Cure, The Smiths.
It's okay, it's okay.
Morrissey. Nothing but Morrissey.
Yeah. Rachel. What does Rachel listen to? Let Peter take this one. What does Rachel listen to?
The Heat soundtrack.
What?
Heat with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. The soundtrack
just
for that.
Just the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think she listens to a lot of ballads.
I used to own that soundtrack. I wonder where it went.
I think she listens to ballads.
You guys want to talk about Blade Runner?
Yeah, a little bit.
Got any ideas? Got anything?
We're seeing a guy rub blood on his face and whatnot. You know?
So he rubbed the blood on his hands, right?
And he starts howling.
And then Deckard is running in panic, and Roy gets this really like calm look on his face, even though he's crying still.
You gotta talk this way.
Why
didn't you take your notes and hold them in front of you?
Because I got tired of holding them because I was tapping them, and then you
give me notes. I'll hold them for you. I have no problem being your note holder.
That's a lie. You would totally not do this the whole time.
I'm doing it.
So I'm gonna do it real slow now. Roy looks really calm.
A little bit more to the left. Right?
I don't care about this.
But starts crying. You could see the tears still coming down his face. Mm-hmm. And he howls. And Deckard, still running. He howls, Pete. Do the howl now.
No.
You couldn't do it last minute. Do it now.
No.
He's going to edit out do the howl now. From the left.
I'm going to edit in a real wolf howl right now. He starts howling.
He starts howling. Do you think he's howling out of his pain, or do you think he's howling to let Deckard know he's coming?
I don't know. I never understand that. I never understand howling in movies. It happens every now and then. People howl in movies and TV shows. I don't get it.
Well, he's the wolf. He's the pack has died, and the wolf.
He's the lone wolf.
Like the wolf.
Yeah. That's what he listens to. He listens to Durin Durin.
But is Deckard meant to get that reference?
Oh no. It's entirely self-serving. It's almost like him self-soothing and him like getting on all this emotion. He's in a glass case of emotion.
He's in a glass case of emotion.
It's funny that he howls in the Bradbury because wasn't the Bradbury the set for the wolf movie with Jack Nicholson?
Yes, it was.
Where he howls in the two?
Legally speaking, you can only howl in the Bradbury.
And you have to howl. Somebody has to howl while we're in the building.
If you're in the Bradbury, you have to
Somebody has to. Not everybody, but somebody in the building at any time.
Yeah.
At any given moment, there has to be a person in the Bradbury.
Every shift, every rotation of group of people.
Is it your turn?
Somebody has to howl. Right.
Legally,
if you come in to the Bradbury, you or somebody else has to howl before you leave.
I know you had made a list of what else has been filmed in the Bradbury. Do you remember?
I did not make that list.
A while ago when we talked about it, you said what other movies it was used in.
That would be on like 3 books ago of notes.
See, this is why I have a book with all my notes so I can flip back because I'm better than you.
Those references.
See, look.
Whatever, nerd.
There's only a couple minutes listening when I had to do something on the run. And in fact, there's enough room in here to do the books and 2049.
Who here would want to play hide and seek with Roy Batty? He's really not.
I do not want to play hide and seek.
He's horrible at counting. Play hide and seek with Roy Batty, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to play hide and seek with Roy Batty.
Yeah, no.
No good.
I don't know. It seems like it'd be a good time.
No good.
Actually, freaking the Bradbury haunted house. Imagine that.
The Bradbury haunted house.
Escape the Blade Runner.
Do you guys want me to set up an escape the room for you guys, and that we could actually pass this time?
A Blade Runner themed?
Yeah, we can plan it instead of D&D. We can plan the Blade Runner escape the room.
I'm down.
I'm with it.
Do it.
Escape room?
Yeah.
I would do an escape room again.
Yeah, Blade Runner escape
room. I'll try not to mansplain this time.
You didn't mansplain me, okay?
Fred.
No, Fred started mansplaining me, but I told him to shut up. So Fred stopped talking to me, and he was only talking to Peter. And that's just the way I like it, and that's fine, and that works for me.
Ooh.
All those other guys mansplained me. Every time I picked something up, they immediately jumped down my throat that I was wrong. Ryan. And I said, okay.
Oh, Sarah.
I didn't want to say names.
She named names.
I was like, everything I picked up, he was like, we already looked at that. I go, but yes, we looked at everything in this room. I was like, there has to be something we missed. So I'm just looking again. I was like, it's no skin off your nose. You can look at something else. Yeah, but you're doing it wrong.
He's like, shut your mouth, little girl. Nobody asked you any questions.
Did he actually say that?
No.
And the first escape room I got out of.
No, I wasn't.
I was only with ladies. The second room I did with dudes, couldn't get out of. What does that tell you?
That you haven't done many escape rooms and you don't have enough of a statistical sample to make
shut up, Chuck.
Accurate.
Because Peter was like, Sandra knows what she's talking about. We should listen to her.
Or that escape room could have been. No offense. That escape room was kind of trash. No offense.
No.
I wouldn't know. It was my first.
There was a couple of clues that.
It wasn't hard. It was like it was esoteric.
No, there was just a couple of rooms that a couple of the clues that wouldn't make sense logically, and then we solved a couple of them accidentally. Like the chessboard thing was an accident. But then there was the one where we had to hold hands across the room to people, and there was nothing that really told you that you had to grab onto a hook on this side and a hook on that side and join hands with that person.
Yeah,
and I'm like, there was nothing that would have logically told me that.
It was all esoteric.
There was a few other things that had been like, oh, I should have known that. No, there was nothing that led to that conclusion.
Not at all.
But people mansplaining me and second-guessing everything I did was not...
Roy's been mansplaining Deckard for the past 3 minutes.
Oh, definitely.
Deckard doesn't
You gotta shoot straight. Or straight's not good enough, I guess.
He's mansplaining.
I'm gonna give you a few moments before
I
come.
He's mansplaining the good man.
Before I come.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? I find that funny.
My mic is blinking.
Yeah, it turns red anytime. It
turns red every now and then.
Does it?
It's a peak.
It's a peak.
Yep.
Do you want me to clap at it?
Darn. These recordings might not be good.
Why do you think that?
Oh, they're going to peak.
Because they're peaking.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have
to... We peak all the time because you're loud.
Here, I'll do this. I'm going to make another stupid amateur mistake.
Lower the mic.
Lower the mic a little bit. And it's for so good. Yeah, we're still peaking.
You're loud. What do you want?
I don't think the peaks are going
to
be that bad.
It doesn't always peak with me, so it just goes to show that we're very slow.
We have successfully bullshitted through about the past 15 minutes of this episode.
Oh, yeah.
We had everything we had to say within the first 5 minutes.
Do you want me to tell another anecdote about my crazy family?
I think the joke is... Ooh. I think the show is done. I think we ought to wrap it up.
The whole show?
That's it. No more Blade Runner minute. And just move on and do the IKEA minute like I always wanted to do. I think that's it. IKEA minute.
IKEA minute. I mean, we could refurnish a Bradbury. The renovation minute, Pete Sandra.
The renovation minute. Why are you looking at me like that?
We need to get brackets for my shelves. The shelves are waiting for me in storage. Vlad made them for me. And
he's I'm going to leave all this in the episode, by the way. All this nonsense.
Do you want to talk about the barbecue?
No one will ever listen to us again.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be terrible.
The Blade Runner meetup.
One of your children wants cupcakes for her birthday, and the other one wants cake. Do you want to discuss this?
No. I think we're done.
Okay.
I'm going to take one more sweep across my notes to make sure we didn't miss anything.
You mean your four lines that you wrote?
This has been torture. This has been...
I say it all the time. We suck.
Production values.
No, we don't. We don't suck.
We totally suck.
We're just.
Oh, I had a great time. We're just the worst.
Chad, thank you for stopping by.
No, it's always a great time.
Yeah,
and drinking from my new Blade Runner whiskey glasses.
Oh, and he had a donut.
Chad had a donut for a Krispy Kreme donut. And
you can have a second one. And I won't judge you.
Do you want to stick around and watch 2049 or Solo?
I'll definitely stick around.
Yeah, you want to watch Solo with me?
Both of those. I gotta finish either one of those.
You guys can go pick up the twins in a little.
We could do that.
I'm not against it.
We can, yeah.
They're fairly funny.
We'll watch a movie, then pick up the twins.
Sounds good to me.
Alright, awesome. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this tumultuous minute that was 98. We'll make 99 more informative with,
actual facts and, like, words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, we're back in the house.
We suck in the house.
And we're like
fat
cats now.
Because it's lazy. Too
comfortable. Yeah, we're too lazy to put any effort into it.
There's donuts here.
God damn us.
We can stop and go pee.
Ugh.
Bye, everybody.
The comforts of the modern world. No, this is what happens.
Thanks for having me on. Again.
Later. Pleasure that